Quel est le mot pour pas en anglais? Pas?
Not.
Not. Not. Par exemple, pour moi, se dit en anglais, for me, for me.
For me.
Ah, il ne faut pas faire trop à la Charles Aznavour, hein, là. For me, formidable, mais c'est l'idée. Hein,
for me.
For me.
For me.
Ok. For me. For me. For s'écrit F-O-R et me, M-E. For me. Pour vous, for you. You, for you. You s'écrit Y-O-U. For you. Comment dit-on c'est pour moi?
For me. It's for me.
It's for me. Ou bien sans la contraction?
It is for me.
It is for me. Ce n'est pas pour vous.
It isn't. It's not.
It's not for you. It's not for you. Et sans la contraction, it.
It is not for you.
It is not. Once more. Once more. Encore une fois.
It is not for you.
It is not for you. It is not for you. Once more. Encore une fois. Ce n'est pas pour vous, c'est pour moi, sans la contraction.
It is not for you.
It is not for you.
It is for me.
Good. It is not for you. It is for me. Avec la contraction maintenant. Ce n'est pas pour vous.
It isn't for you.
It isn't for you.
It's for me.
Right. Right. Correct. It is not for you. It isn't for you. It is for me. It's for me. Merci se dit thank you. Thank you. Thank you, je vous remercie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eh oui, avec la langue entre les dents là. Thank you. Encore une fois.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alors, il faut positionner la langue, hein, entre les dents. Prononcer TH, thank s'écrit T-H-A-N-K. La prononciation du TH se fait en plaçant la langue entre les dents. Thank. Thank. Thank you. Pas pour moi, merci.
Not for me. Thank you.
Right. Not for me. Thank you. Not for me, thank you. On dit thank you, ou on peut également dire thanks, tout court.
Thanks.
Thanks. Mais on emploie plus souvent thank you. Hein, c'est un peu plus poli. C'est possible. Alors, encore une fois, once more.
It is possible.
It is possible. Avec la contraction.
It's possible.
It's possible. Ce n'est pas possible sans la contraction.
It is not possible.
It is not possible. Avec la contraction.
It isn't possible.
It isn't possible. Très bien. Very good.